Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. A little bit of Van Halen bringing us in. Nick Bibby is our guest. Nick is one of our two top franchise experts in the Brain Trust. He's one of the smartest guys on the planet when it comes to franchising. He's the principal of the Bibby Group, and he's our good friend. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure, Nick. You're always welcome here. What's the news in the world of franchising?
Well, I think a good topic today would be the subject of franchise due diligence. It's absolutely shocking, Jim, to find that the great majority of people who acquire a franchise never do any personal or business research or due diligence. Hmm. Therefore, all of the surprises unfortunately come after the purchase.
And when you say personal, you're talking about just doing a little bit of introspection and maybe a little bit of personality profiling to see if they're even a good candidate to be a business owner of any kind.
Yes, that's really true. And, of course, we've talked about this focus program for emerging entrepreneurs that I developed over the years, but that's very detailed and lengthy. People tend not to do anything more than get on the Internet and Google franchising and expect that everything's going to tumble out for them.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not just franchise prospects who do that. Small business owners of all kind have that condition. It's a fatal condition. It's a very dangerous condition to have, and that is the belief that, well, you know, I mean, I'm a consumer. I buy stuff. I sell stuff. And so, how difficult can it be?
Well, I think it's fatal when you combine something that you and I both know is true. We both know that all you have to do is open your own business, and a week later you retire, right?
Exactly. Oh, that's exactly right. I've done this. I do this every week, don't you?
People think that owning a business is a joyride.
Yeah. Yeah. They see guys driving around
golf and tennis every day.
They see small business owners driving around in a nice car, belonging to the country club. They got a nice house. They got a boat. Blah blah blah. They see them being, you know, appearing to be very successful, and you know what? Maybe they are, but what they didn't see was 20 years before, they did without for 5, maybe 8, maybe 10 years. 20 years before, they risked everything, mm-hmm. including everything they'd ever have in their lives, mm-hmm. to have what they've got right now. And 30 years before, or 15 or 20 or whatever years before, maybe they'd already failed and even bankrupt once or twice.
Jim, I've been through it all, having opened several businesses. But even when I began this consulting business and franchising many years ago, I had to lay it on the line. It was either write every day, promote the business, network. You're going to have to do something to make it tick. Mm-hmm. And going back to the issue of due diligence, you know, I have sat in so many what I call best practice surveys going into a franchise company and trying to help the franchisor understand what's wrong with the system, why is it sick. I have sat in so many best practice sessions with franchisees who are anywhere from 2 to 15 years in the business who had no idea still what the contract read that
wow.
they go in.
Wow.
And so, consequently, I mean, it's like getting together in any relationship, a business relationship, a personal relationship, buying a house. If you haven't done some type of research, there's no question that you're going to run into surprises down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's wrong, really, in franchising. There are a lot of
And by the way, Nick, And those surprises, folks, at a minimum, will make you unhappy at a maximum, they'll put you out of business, and you'll have abject financial failure.
Look at it exactly right. Look at it like a marriage. Worst case, you're going to end up miserable and divorced. Best case, if there are surprises, you don't know who you're living with.
Right.
So it's the same idea.
Just like before I married, asked my wife to marry her, I checked her teeth. I made sure her teeth were good. That's what you're talking about, right?
Well, it was. I could say something. You're actually right.
I'm just teasing.
Early in the day.
Just teasing, ladies. This is just a little joke my wife and I have. Just teasing a little bit, ladies. Don't get excited. I'm just teasing. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay.
Get me out of this.
So yeah, I will. I'll try. But the whole idea is hiring. If you don't know, which you don't, if you're a first time franchise buyer, people. And by the way, here's a critical tip for some of your listeners. Just because it has the word franchise after the title of the brand doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good or fair deal.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of junk franchises.
Yep.
And people have...
Do you think people think that if, because it says franchise, that that's been blessed by the franchise God?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Surprisingly... Some people know, a lot of people know that franchises are regulated by the Federal Trade Commission. But, you know, most people don't know that the Federal Trade Commission never looks at the documentation. Those are guidelines to publish and to follow in a legal
mm-hmm.
format. But it has nothing to do with the fact that, or nothing to do with the FTC actually reviewing a document,
they don't bless those
truthfulness, or even seeing that if it's done that it's done correctly.
They only come in when there's a complaint or afterwards and see if you've done things right, and then they enforce it and punish people.
That's true, but unfortunately, again, they are so busy that it's going to take more than a complaint for them to take a look at it. It's like asking City Hall to investigate every parking ticket.
Right. Well,
I mean,
let me tell you something, folks.
They are very, very busy people.
Let's establish this right now, ladies and gentlemen. There is no franchise God. There is no franchise that gets blessed. You are your own franchise God. You're your own blesser of the franchise. And if you don't check it out, if you don't know what you're getting into, then, you know, you're gonna get whatever you're gonna get, and I wish you well, but your chances are not real good. If you don't check it out and it works out, you were just lucky. 20 after, right back with Nick Bibby. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but off of my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's not Elvis, that's Carl Perkins, the guy who sang that song first, by the way. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, but even before that, it was Nick Bibby. Nick was you were doing that song before Carl, weren't you, Nick?
Doing what now?
Never mind.
Right.
You gotta. We're going into the bonus round, Nick. You're gonna have to pick up the pace a little bit here. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, with the Bibby Group. Nick, give us your website, please.
My last name is Bibby, B-I-B-B-Y, BibbyGroup.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And my websites, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. You know what they are. I think if you haven't been there, check them out using your advantage. We built them for you. You can get everything we have for free. So check it out. Nick, we're talking about franchising. You seem very irritated almost, basically disturbed about how little it seems that people who are buying franchises do in the way of due diligence. But Nick, isn't the fact that you have all these documents that you have to go through, the fact that it's going to cost a lot of money to go into a franchise, the fact that franchisors don't want to get people in who are not ready, that they want people who succeed, they don't need failures, doesn't the system sort of help you do the due diligence?
Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Most franchisors qualify you if your check clears and breath is coming out of your nostrils.
Ah, if you can fog a mirror and clear check, you're in.
You got it. And it's unfortunately the truth. Actually, the fact that there is so much documentation and it appears overwhelming to the buyer creates a feeling of, gee, if the document weighs this much, it probably is pretty good. Sell franchises by the pound. You know what I mean?
I used to have a professor who said that when all of our tests were in essay form. We had to write it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he used to say that he would grade his papers by, he'd get at the top of the stairway with all of our papers, and they were all folded in half, you know, and he would throw them down the stairway.
Yep.
And the ones that went the farthest, obviously, were the ones that had the most words and paper, right?
That's when you sit down on the desk and you say, shovel, please.
Exactly. But no, he would say, the ones that go the farthest got the A's, and the shorter the ones the B's, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you think people think, just because there are more pages, this must be grade A stuff?
Yeah. And, of course, and add that to the fact that people believe that franchising connotes or denotes quality. And it simply doesn't. I would go as far as to say, now this is a very interesting point. Sometimes you and I get into too much detail. But roughly only 22% of all the 3,000 to 3,500 different kinds of franchises out there provide any kind of earnings claims, which means that only one out of five franchises is willing to tell you what the performance of their system
how much
is.
Money you should expect to make.
Well, no, can almost never talk about profit. Yeah, the short answer, yes. I could get into some detail, but
mm-hmm.
Short answer, yes. So if you figure that only one out of five dares talk about numbers with you,
mm-hmm.
that means that four out of five, or 80%, are terrified of talking to you about their performance.
So what should a prospect do? What is the short lesson on what they should do besides read the fine print?
Short answer: hire a professional, hire a good franchise consultant, hire a franchise attorney, and listen to what they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall in love with the dream and just blind yourself.
Is a franchise attorney? You know, a lot of attorneys are deal killers. Are franchise attorneys deal killers?
Yes, sir. I know what you mean. They're gonna find good ones will find a lot of detail and problems. The best of the good ones will tell you, looks like a good deal, looks like a bad deal.
Or this may be a good deal, but I'm not giving you advice on whether it's for you or not.
It's all in a circle, because you're exactly
yeah.
right. You could be a
a franchise consultant can help you with those decisions, can't they? With whether
yes.
it's a good deal for you or not.
That's what I try to do. I try to look at the package holistically, the person
yep.
and the business.
Yeah. How many people like you are there in the country, you think?
There are tons of people calling themselves franchise consultants who are in the business of selling franchises. That's a dangerous terminology. The brokers should call themselves what they are, brokers. They
if
sell
the person
stuff.
You're talking to actually sells franchises, recommends something, folks, they're a salesperson. They're not a broker. There's nothing wrong with what they're doing. Just don't think that they're going to be impartial.
That's correct. Whereas I represent no franchisor. I work never on a commission. I'm never paid anything by a franchisor of somebody. I work for the person that hires me,
right.
which is the client looking to buy it.
And if it weren't for that and all the money we pay you to be on the show, you'd starve to death, wouldn't you, Nick?
Well, you're very generous with me, Jim, I have to tell you.
Well, the check's in the mail. Give us the website one more time.
Last name Bibby, BIBBY Group.com, BibbyGroup.com.
I encourage you to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Nick, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
You take care now.
We'll see you next time. Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, he can help you. Give him a chance if you're looking for franchises. Take a little bit of his time. Buy a little bit of his time. You don't have to adopt him. Just use his brain power. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
You got to roll with the punches. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.